Cartoonists from all over the world are lifting pen and brush for those who can't to honor the cartoonist and others killed in the attack on the Paris offices of Charlie Hebdo. The illustrations are mournful, defiant, all stand for freedom of speech. Gary Varvel is a cartoonist with the Indianapolis Star. He joins us from the studios of WIBC in Indianapolis. And Gary, what were your thoughts when you heard about the attacks?
Well, I was actually at home in my home office, and I was watching some of the coverage on the morning shows and flipping back and forth and trying to get my head around it. About 9:30-ish, my editor texted me and asked me if I was going to do something on this, and I said, yeah, I'm working on it right now. And I had a sketch to him in just a few minutes, and he approved it. It was the only sketch that I did, and it turned into the cartoon that's in our publication today. I actually had it online yesterday within about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's actually a drawing of my drawing table. That's what my drawing table looks like, except it doesn't have any bullet holes in it. And then the drawing that I'm working on there is just a drawing that just says freedom, and it's not finished, and then there's blood splattered all over the place. And then the thing that I intentionally did, too, is I didn't have anybody in the picture, just an empty chair, because I think that this was actually, it was an attack on their newspaper, and four cartoonists were killed, but it actually was an attack on all people who are doing opinion journalism.
So that's your drafting table. Was part of your thinking, in another time or place, it could have been me?
Yeah, you know, it's chilling to think that, if I'm over there, I could have been the one that was targeted. And I'm not walking in fear today. I came into the office, and it was just like a normal day. But I think it's naive to think that they're not going to come over here at some point. You know, I support the freedom of speech and the freedom for those people to draw and write about what they want to write about. I don't draw the kinds of cartoons that they're drawing.
Talk about that, because there is a difference between, this is a satirical magazine. You're
right.
An editorial cartoonist. This is sure. Europe, which has a different tradition of cartooning. Mm-hmm. You know, you're here.
Yeah, and we have different standards, too. European standards are a lot different. They publish stuff over there, and their language and imagery is a lot coarser than what we would. Any mainstream newspaper here wouldn't print some of the stuff that they'd. We would print some of the things that possibly they print, but not a lot of things that I saw. And I also, you know, I'm commenting on politics and society and, you know, current events, sometimes sports even. And my cartoons sometimes make people upset. I'm drawing from a conservative perspective, and so people on the left sometimes get upset with me. I've never had death threats. I've had people wish that I was dead, but I haven't had death threats. But I'm also not drawing, for instance, I've never drawn a cartoon about Muhammad. He's been dead for 1,400 years, and I just haven't seen a need to address anything. And some of the cartoons that I saw, you know, I saw one about that was drawn about Jesus Christ that I, as a Christian, I was personally offended by. But there again, I'm not going to say they can't print that, because if I start dictating to other people about what they can print and what they can't, then it's going to come back on me as well. At some point, people are going to say, okay, you can't do this either.
Well, you join many making a statement. The French but London-based illustrator Lucille Clerc has a beautiful drawing, three pencils. The top one says yesterday, and there's a solid pencil. Then the second panel says today, the pencil's broken. The third panel says tomorrow, the broken pencil has become two pencils. Beautiful. Here's another one from the Independent's Dave Brown. It's the Charlie Hebdo magazine spread out, again, blood and spilled ink, but also a hand rising from the magazine, clutching a drawing pen with the middle finger extended. But do you worry that there will be self-censorship? The British paper The Telegraph ran a blurred picture of some of Charlie Hebdo's illustrations on its cover rather than the real image. Do you worry?
Well, it does have a chilling effect. My hope is that it won't stop us from doing what we do. I don't plan on changing anything that I'm doing. And I think what needs to happen, you mentioned the Brown cartoon, that's what needs to happen, is that, you know, they cut down some of us, but now more of us need to rise up and take a stand. I'm not saying that I personally am not trying to provoke people, but at the same time, I don't want, you know, if they're attacking our freedom of speech, the worst thing that we could do is to stop doing what we do. You know, I just recently drew a cartoon about Sony. When they pulled their movie, The Interview, I drew a board of directors table with a bunch of board of directors hiding underneath it because I thought that was the worst thing they could have done was to kowtow to a threat, because then that just encourages more people to make those kinds of threats.
Well, your fellow cartoonist at the Washington Post, Ann Telnase, seems to have the same thinking. Her cartoon, it looks like she's drawn herself. She's holding an issue of Charlie Hebdo. On the cover is the Prophet Muhammad kissing the editor of Charlie Hebdo. We remember there was a Charlie Hebdo cover in which Muhammad was kissing another man. Right. And she's got her right arm extended up, and she's holding a huge pencil that looks like a lamp. It's kind of an homage to the Statue of Liberty. She is pulling no punches there.
No, she's not. And she's a great cartoonist, a Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist, and I salute her for that.
Gary, do you have another one in mind? Is there one in your head that you're working on?
You know, I've got like 3 or 4 different cartoons in my head right now, and I'm going to be talking with my editor shortly about day 2. So I'm not afraid, and I will go right after this and attack it in my way. And then on the weekend, I plan on doing a hard-hitting cartoon about Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck. I do sports cartoons from time to time, and, you know, we're proud of our Colts here in Indiana.
So I'm wondering if, in other words, that's a statement as well. Life goes on.
Life goes on. You know, if we change everything we do because of this event, then that's wrong, too. So, but what I'm hoping for is, you know, for a few days here, cartoonists will rally together and take a stand against this. If we don't, then it will change everything that we do. And men and women paid with their own lives to secure those freedoms. I think every generation is asked to step to the plate. And so this may be one of those times, especially for us who make a living doing what we do and drawing cartoons.
Stepping to the plate with a pencil.
Yes.
Gary Varvel, political cartoonist for the Indianapolis Star. Thank you.
Thank you.
And here's some more favorites. David Pope draws a shooter in black next to a fallen cartoonist, the shooter saying, "But he drew first." Bianca Green, a Brazilian in Berlin, has 6 pens and other writing implements, standing at attention, the title, Weapons of Mass Creation. Rob Torno from Delaware shows a shooter glancing warily up at a dozen pens and paintbrushes coming in at him like missiles. And the French cartoonist Jean Julien in London shows a hand putting a pencil into the stock of a gun the way people put daisies in guns in the 60s above Je suis Charlie, as in the magazine Charlie Hebdo. We'll put as many as we can at hereandnow.org.